Welcome to the 50th episode of Full Power Ministries Manhood Unleashed podcast. God has brought us through some amazing times and we're looking forward to the future. So Daniel Jones of Church Basement Events is here today. We're going to rehash what God's done and look forward to the future. So stick around. All right. Here we go. Mr. Daniel.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, man. So it's been a full day of shooting today, huh?
It's been fun though. It's been productive.
What did we book, like 12 videos or something today?
I think it had to have been more than 12.
We filled up that sheet, a list of topics. So guys, you're going to have plenty of videos coming your way. So there you go.
And they were all wonderful. I love getting in here on our shoot days and just pontificating on the word and seeing what happens and where it goes. Just let it be spirit led and not sit down and write out a script or anything. I love that we do that.
I agree, man. Let me pray over us real quick before we start. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you're doing here to ignite biblical manhood. And thank you for Daniel. Thank you for Brandon. Thank you for Jordan. Thank you for Fernanda. Thank you for everybody else that's involved. Thank you for Roy, who's prayerfully considering coming onto the team. And thank you for Jeremy, who's prayerfully considering coming on the team, and just ask that you lead in their lives. We just thank you for everything that you've done to reach and impact lives. We know that we're not the ones that impact the transformation and life change, Lord. That's you. But we are so excited that we're able to be on mission with you and be part of all the process. So thank you for that. In Christ's name, we pray these things. Amen. All right, dude. So 50 episodes, we've done a bit.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to think, you started off a few people, and then some hillbilly that plays guitar came along. Now you've had an Olympian.
I know. We've had an Olympian twice.
You're really coming up. I mean, this whole ministry is really taking off, and I think the Lord's hand is just all over it.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think there's been a lot of highs. You know, obviously, I love that God connected me with you. God connected me with Brandon. And, just what a blessing you guys have been to the ministry. It's just amazing. And yeah. I can't say that enough. And thank you enough.
Well, thank you for having us part of it. The Reverend sends his condolences that he could not be here. He's having some issues at work. But I come in his stead. Indeed. The talent has turned into me for the day.
Hey, man, you are the talent. You are the talent. We miss Brandon. We can't be here. But, something that... I think was fantastic, but it was seasonal, was small group.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did 8 weeks of small group, and it was so cool to see, the guys every week, dig into the word, have those meaningful, biblical manhood centered conversations.
Yeah.
And man, it was just so bittersweet for me when we had to, God called us into doing this video stuff full time online. And at the time, it didn't make sense. I'm like, Lord, we're studying your word. We're worshiping you. We're doing good stuff here. Yeah. And, in the rearview mirror now, not to diminish that, because that was a fantastic, awesome season. But when we were obedient and moving from that season into the current season of online video, praise God. Over the last month, we have consistently, week over week, averaged over 10,000 views across all our platforms. And, I'm just so thankful that, people are connecting with God through, what he's doing here.
Yeah. And, I think we talked about it before, you, Brandon, and I, there's a possibility that the small groups could come back at some point.
That's right.
And I think that I really enjoyed the small groups. I'm more of a one-on-one or two-on-one kind of guy. So being able to sit down and just go through, not have time constraints. I mean, you got to compact scripture into a minute.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little finicky, tricky to get it in there, but
we do a few takes every now and again.
Yeah. Well, especially when I'm involved, but I mean, just being able to sit down and open up and say, somebody has a question, you just sit down and open it up and go into it, or have a lesson and open it up and just go into it. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And, I think it's something that if we could get back to it, it'd be cool. But we just got to see where the Lord leads and not try to do it on our own, because that would end poorly.
Amen to that. Amen. And I think my thought in addition to that is I love the small groups too. And, right now, the way I explain it to people is God's got us to be the defibrillators. Like we're the ones here that are, in these 1 minute reels and these podcasts, we're the ones that are kind of giving the jolt to the guys, like, hey, wake up, you know, get your spiritual life in gear. And then we immediately direct them to the local church. And that's where, you know, the small group idea takes place. That's where the community, the fellowship, and the discipleship, because ultimately that's God's plan A. So I think if we're talking like future possibilities, there's very, very high likelihood that, you know, Brandon will be able to port his curriculum from the small group into something that we're able to actually provide to churches. Right. So, you know, they're able to ignite their own men's small groups and come alongside their own guys, you know? So I think that's a really powerful thing, and I'm excited to see, you know, how that may or may not play out, but yeah.
And whenever you say igniting biblical manhood, I love that. And I guess the redneck in me would change it and say, get fired up about Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, that you see so many people, and I'm sure everybody watching this has ran into people. And, you know, before I came to Christ, I'd see people like, honestly, like myself or like Brandon or like you, and just be like, oh my goodness, here's another one. They and them psychopaths. But the Bible tells us, I mean, if somebody's going to call us crazy, let them call me crazy for God. And I mean, getting fired up about Jesus is one of the greatest things you can get fired up about. Yep. Because as you say all the time, the word does not return void.
Yep.
So you get fired up about Jesus, you dig in the Bible, you fall in love with the word, you fall in love with Jesus. Your life,
yep.
I'm not saying that there's not going to be hardships and it's going to suck sometimes, but you can always fall back to, I'm just in this tent. I'm just in this temporal, fleshly, flesh bag of
flesh
a form.
Bag. Yeah, for everybody tuning in, I almost said flesh bag earlier on one of our takes. So
should've went with it.
We actually got it into the show. Yeah. So thank you for bringing flesh bag.
But we're just in these tents that are temporary. And while we're here, life is going to suck. Jesus told us that you're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have hardships. But to keep your hope in him, because John 3:16, we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yep. If you believe in Jesus, you won't die. You'll be raised from the dead as Jesus was. And you can't get fired up about that. What are you going to get fired up about? I mean, good night.
Well, and you know, I think something that I talk to guys about is, you know, if you can get fired up, you know, if you're a Panthers fan or whatever, you know, you get fired up about that, or man, you know, Ford just released the F-150 Lightning. Man, that truck's going to change the landscape of trucks forever, being all electric, and it can tow like a train or whatever. Yeah. You know, if you get fired up about that stuff, you got it in you to get fired up.
Yeah.
And if you think about, you know, tease out that analogy of like sport, somebody that's really into, you know, Carolina Panther fan.
Sports ball.
Yeah, sports ball, you know, touchdown unit, baskets, and obviously, I'm not as much of a sports guy, honestly, as I wish I was. I wish I had more time to watch some sports, but I just don't. But if you take that analogy and kind of tease it out, you know, think about the Panthers guy. He's got the Panther branded license plate on his truck. He's got probably a Panther cover on his steering wheel. He wears Panther blue shirts all the time. You know, he's got a soda cozy that's got the Panther logo on it. You know, this guy is all about it.
Yeah.
And people are like, man, you're just so weird if you're just talking about Jesus all the time. And, you know, you wear a shirt that says, you know, love Jesus or something. You know, how weird. No.
Yeah.
How normal is that?
Right. How normal should it be?
Exactly. I mean, exactly, man.
Getting fired up for Jesus has been the greatest thing that has ever. I mean, the Bible tells us that we're put in the places that we're put, and God predetermines that so we may grope for him. I mean, that's what the New King Jimmy says, is that we will grope for him.
The New King's English.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like he knew where I was going to be when I was going to be there. And it came to the point in my life where I felt around and I found him. And since then, I mean, I found him. I was baptized. I redid what Jesus did. You know, I reenacted it. I died, was buried, and raised from the dead, a brand new man. In the Nullichucky River, I came up and a brand new individual. You're made a new creature. And that's just something that if you can't get fired up about the life change that happens whenever you fall in love with Jesus, there's something going on there. And yeah. I mean, I always revert back to, you know, you went to sports ball.
Yeah.
I go to music. I mean, I've been to Luke Combs concerts and Ed Sheeran concerts and all these different places. See people standing up screaming, Eric Church concerts. Grown men took their boots off and held them up in the air whenever he sang a song called These Boots. And I look at that and I think, man, these people are fired up for Eric Church. And Eric Church, I mean, he's good, great musician. He takes biblical principles, works them into most of his songs, and works them in his fan base is called the church choir. He works biblical principles into it, but that's, anyway, different topic. I'm just saying, I've seen grown men take their clothing off in public and hold them up because of a song's being played. Yep. And we go into church and we sit there and, amen, brother. It's like, we got to get fired up for Jesus. I mean, he did more for us than Eric Church don't know your name. You're just that Jesus knows your name.
Yep. Amen.
Got to get fired up for Jesus.
That's good, man. Hey, I think that's good. Pray over these guys. Please pray that they get lit for the Savior. Come on. Just bring it.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you today and we just thank you so much for everything that you've given us. We thank you for this ministry, this fellowship that we have, and we thank you most importantly for your Son, whom you sent for to die for us, to become sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us so we could have everlasting life. Lord, I pray that we take that knowledge and we understand it, we apply it to our lives, and we just get fired up for Jesus, that we can go around and tell everybody how great our God is, that our God can do all things, and that we don't have to wait around or hope for anything, that the Lord is there, he is real, and he is here for us. Lord, I just pray this over everyone that watches this, that it ignites passion into them for Jesus. And Lord, I pray just over this ministry that this has been 50, and I pray for another 50 and another 50 and another 50, that we can just continue, Lord, to do your will and do your work, that we may be able to reach just one person, that if we can continue this and reach just one more person, that, Lord, it'll all be worth it. All the money, all the time, just everything that we do, Lord, we pray that we can do it for you. In your Son's most precious heavenly name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that, man. So I think that's a good note to kind of wrap the 50th up on, you know, the call to action to get fired up, guys. And, you know, that's my challenge to all of us. Don't be passive. Don't slip into just getting by. Don't let the world take away your joy. Don't let it take away your passion, your exuberance for God. Chase after Jesus with a fervency. Do it, guys. And, you know, I'm speaking myself, too. So that's it. 50 episodes. If you're on YouTube, which we hope that you are, if you check out over here, I've got some videos over here for you to look at, guys. YouTube algorithm thinks that you will like them. I do, too. And down below, go ahead and click on subscribe. If you're not on YouTube, find us on YouTube, Full Power Men. You're probably listening to us on a podcast like Spotify or Apple. And if you're there, go ahead and leave us a review. Love to hear from you guys. And the more reviews and feedback we get, the more the algorithm puts us out in front of more people. So do that for us. And we love you guys. And we'll catch you on the next show. God bless.